You are listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. The owner of a locally based cab company is pulling out of San Luis Obispo, saying he can no longer compete with Uber's ride-sharing drivers. Dan Indendi is the man behind A Ride Awaits, a company he started a couple of years ago in Paso Robles. He says he decided to expand into San Luis Obispo late last year, but has found Uber drivers were taking an increasingly larger share of the market. And Dendy says he's not against Uber, but believes cab and ride-sharing companies need to play by similar rules.
They need to lower regulations and fees for us taxi operators, or they need to implement more regulation and fees. You know, I'm not trying to say stick it to their wallet, but we got to need to be on the same playing field.
Uber spokesperson Tatiana Winograd says in many cases, Uber does meet the same requirements as other transportation options.
We are creating a level playing field and ensuring that our drivers go through background checks, that the rides are fully insured, and that the cars are safe and that they're inspected in the same way that those other transportation companies like taxi and public transportation also require.
Gamaliel Anguiano is with the city of San Luis Obispo. He says A Ride Awaits is the first company to leave the city, naming Uber as a main force in that decision. He says comparing the regulations faced by the various transportation companies is not necessarily an easy thing to do.
Although very similar in nature and operation, it's not an exact apples-to-apples comparison. The rigorous requirements that we put on our taxi cab companies are to help ensure public safety. And I'm sure Uber has their own measures. How comparable they are, it's difficult to say.
One of Uber's big advantages for some is its smartphone app. A new taxi hailing app called Flywheel is taking off in larger cities, but is yet to arrive on the Central Coast and not soon enough for Indendi. A Ride Awaits still has cab service in Paso Robles, but Indendi says he's starting to feel the Uber pressure there as well. Randall White, KCBX News.